From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The University of Georgia will continue to serve as host institution for the Southern Sustainable Agricultural Research and Education Program. The USDA program has funded farmer-driven grants and grassroots education programs, resulting in climate-smart solutions for farms and ranches in every state since 1988. UGA leads a group of institutions in administering the Southern SARE program, including Fort Valley State University in Central Georgia and the Kerr Center for Sustainable Agriculture in Oklahoma. The National Pork Producers Council reacted negatively to the Supreme Court's decision on California's Prop 12. NPPC President Scott Hayes says, "We are very disappointed with the Supreme Court's opinion. Allowing state overreach will increase prices for consumers and drive small farms out of business." NPPC is still evaluating the court's full opinion to fully understand all the implications. More elected officials are voicing concerns about lack of AM radio in new cars. Representatives Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin and Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey sent a letter to the Federal Emergency Management Agency expressing concerns over automakers' decision to drop AM radio in new electric vehicles. The members asked FEMA to outline what impact this would have on the nation's emergency alert system and what steps the agency is taking to prevent this from happening.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.